debilitating forms of the illness. It's at least as effective as antidepressants and with none of their downsides. In fact, it's so effective that it's now one of the preferred treatments recommended by the United Kingdom's National Institute for Health and Clinical Excellence. The MBCT technique revolves around a form of meditation that was little known in the West until recently. Mindfulness meditation is so beautifully simple that it can be used by the rest of us to reveal our innate joie de vivre. Not only is this worthwhile in itself, but it can also prevent normal feelings of anxiety, stress, and sadness from spiralling downwards into prolonged periods of unhappiness and exhaustion, or even serious clinical depression. Typical meditation consists of focusing your full attention on sensations in your body as a whole, or just on the sensations of your breath as it flows in and out of your body. Focusing in this way, giving your mind just one thing to do, allows you to observe your thoughts as they arise in your mind, and little by little, to let go of struggling with them. You come to realize that thoughts come and go of their own accord, that you are not your thoughts. You can watch as they appear in your mind, seemingly from thin air, and watch again as they disappear like a soap bubble bursting. You come to the profound understanding that thoughts and feelings, including negative ones, are transient. They come and they go, and ultimately you have a choice about whether to act on them or not. Mindfulness is about observation without criticism, being compassionate with yourself. When unhappiness or stress hover overhead, rather than taking it all personally, you learn to treat them as if they were black clouds in the sky and to observe them with friendly curiosity as they drift past. In essence, mindfulness allows you to catch negative thought patterns before they tip you into a decline. It begins the process of putting you back in control of your life again. Over time, mindfulness brings about long-term changes in mood and levels of happiness and well-being. Scientific studies have shown that mindfulness not only prevents depression, but that it also positively affects the brain patterns underlying day-to-day anxiety, stress, and irritability, so that when they arise, they dissolve away again more easily. Other studies have shown that memory improves, creativity increases, and reaction times become faster. If you're listening to this audiobook, the chances are you've repeatedly asked yourself why the peace and happiness you yearn for so often slips through your fingers. Why is so much of life defined by frantic busyness, anxiety, stress, and exhaustion? These are questions that puzzled us for many years too, and we think that science has finally found the answers. And ironically, the principles underlying these answers were known to the ancient world. They are eternal truths. Recent scientific discoveries have shown how these normal emotional fluxes can lead to long-term unhappiness, anxiety, and depression. But more importantly, these discoveries have also revealed the path to becoming a happier and more centered person. Why we exhaust ourselves. Lucy was outwardly a successful buyer for a high street clothing chain. She was also stuck. She sat staring out of the window, stressed out, exhausted, and thoroughly miserable. "Why can't I get on with this project?" she wondered. "I can usually do these figures in no time. Why can't I just come to a decision? What's wrong with me? I'm so tired, I can't even think straight." Lucy had been punishing herself with such self-critical thoughts for over an hour. Before that, she'd had a long, anxious chat with the kindergarten teacher about her daughter Emily, who'd been crying when she'd left her earlier that morning. Then, in a bit of a rush, she phoned the plumber to find out why he hadn't been to fix the toilet. Now she was staring at a spreadsheet, feeling drained of energy and munching on a chocolate muffin instead of lunch. The demands and strains in Lucy's life had been growing steadily worse for months. Work was becoming ever more stressful and had started to drag on, way past her.